Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Do It With Drupal Seminar. The video archive is now available with over 40 hours of high-quality video from Drupal's top developers and thinkers. For more information and free full-length sample videos, go to doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Lisa Rex. I'm one of the project managers for the Drupal.org redesign. I'm also working with Kieran Lal and Chris Strahl, who are my other project managers. Right now, we're in the midst of finalizing some plans for content migration. We've got a great QA team and SEO team that are going to start reviewing content. And the other big piece of the puzzle, of course, is the actual implementation.
So this is the Drupal.org redesign that sort of happened, I don't know, up to like 2 years ago. I think Dries had first presented some of the, or maybe it was a year ago, that Mark Bolton had designed the actual theme and presented it. So now it's sort of still in the process of being upgraded. So,
correct, yes. This project's been going on a little while. We've found that because Drupal has been so successful that the implementers are finding it hard to find the time to actually work on their piece of the redesign, which is fine. I mean, we're all very busy right now.
We're right here at DrupalCon, and what's sort of the next steps in order to get this redesign launched?
The next step, we're going to start focusing on sprints more because we find they're very efficient, and to have everybody together at one time, whether we're virtual or not, that's fine. We're going to try to have a sprint definitely during DrupalCon, and focusing on really the download and extend pages, which are quite a chunky part of the design. We'll also be focusing on the solar filters that need to be implemented. Content, I mean everything really. So there's a lot of content to be migrated. We're looking at what's there, it needs to be updated, might need to be like restructured and everything like that.
Cool. And how did you get involved with this project and coming into the Drupal community and seeing that, you know, this is obviously a need that it was kind of stuck and languishing a bit, and what made you sort of want to jump in and help push it along?
Well, I'm pretty new to Drupal. My first experience with Drupal was actually at the Drupal Design Camp in Boston last year. And I was there and they said they needed some help with the redesign. I thought I'd offer my QA services, you know, knowing that I wasn't that experienced with Drupal. And for whatever reason, suddenly I was one of the project managers. So yeah, I've been a project manager probably since around November. You know, it's just a matter of trying to keep people talking to each other, because the project managers don't always know the answers. It's everybody else that knows the answers. So encouraging people to like jump into IRC, you know, easy email if you have to, but you know, we've got issue queues, that's what they're there for, that kind of thing.
Okay, and so I guess it's sort of also an additional challenge to do, you know, it's one thing to do project management when everybody has time and resources and they're all face to face, but you know, when you're kind of like all the cats are scattered out across the country, it makes it a little bit tougher. So what are some other things that are on your radar in terms of the redesign?
We're really just wanting to get one section done, because we figure if we can get one section done, then the rest should fall into place. And up until, you know, recently, we didn't have any like technical leads, basically. And us project managers, we didn't have the answers. So we've got some great people, Bill O'Connor and Keith Jay and Jeff Burns, Darko Antic. These are all people that have some real strong technical abilities, and they can be the ones to answer the questions that the implementers have.
And so there's another aspect of like in the redesign, there's, you know, getting it straight to the design, and then there's like adding all the full features and functionalities to actually, you know, manifest the full design. So maybe talk about like negotiating that aspect of the project.
That's actually one area I don't know a ton about, but I've sort of been listening to a lot of the conversations, and you know, there's like a lot of give and take when it comes to what modules we can use, or we decided like to hard code some things just because we know it's not going to change that often. And the Drupal.org has its own Drupal.org module, so all of the magic happens there anyway. So.
Yeah, one thing about Drupal.org is that, you know, we have to kind of like, if it's going to be on Drupal.org, it has to be a certain, you know, level of quality and everything, because it's, you know, running. So I guess there's other things like that. So are there any specific plans in terms of like the sprints that are coming up, or if people were out there listening to this, how would they go about helping out or getting involved in some way?
If people wanted to help out, we have a lot of information on the groups.drupal.org site. Our group is the Drupal.org Redesign Implementers, and those are underscores in there. We really, at the moment, we have couple sections which had sponsors, but those sponsors had to step away for whatever reason. So we have four sections that still need sponsors. That information is also on the group's site. And as well, if we're doing having sprints, we know we could always have people around to review patches, give feedback on any issue that we start posting into IRC. You know, there's plenty of work to be done. It's not always possible if someone says, I want to help out right now. I don't always have, you know, work for them to do right away, but you know, we'll do what we can.
And so there's going to be presumably some sprint here at DrupalCon. Is there any specific dates or anything else in the future that's planned out just yet?
I think we're going to start shooting for every other Friday, but I haven't confirmed what Friday that's going to be yet. So
in the process of upgrading the site, it seems like there's going to be a lot of different tasks and functionalities. How's that being broken up for the different teams that are going to be involved?
Right, so we have probably 80 individual contributors right now. Those are active contributors. And we're split across several teams. So we've got, you know, the core project managers. We've also got the QA team. There's a content migration team, an SEO team. We've got several people working on just the theming aspects and managing that. And also there's the whole infrastructure team. So we couldn't do this without infrastructure. They're the ones that control our servers and say who can do what. So it's great.
I don't know if this seems like an unknown at this point, but with Drupal 7 coming out and the Drupal.org is on Drupal 6. So how is that going to work out with upgrading the design of Drupal 6 and then, you know, having to then pretty soon after that moving into Drupal 7?
We're going to cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay. And, you know, how has it been sort of, you know, jumping into the Drupal community to help get involved with this?
Well, I think it's been great. Everyone's been very helpful, and it's a learning process. You know, you learn that you may have to chase around for the answers, but it's fun. I'm enjoying it. People have been great.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.